Hello and welcome to Golden Age Minisode.
You better believe it.
What are we talking about today, Andy?
I don't know. Don't put me in the spot.
Well,
year in review.
I'm gonna say old near.
Well, we're off to a fly.
Old year, new year. So yes. We can talk about last year, like I say, year in review, and what our plans for the new year.
Yes,
personal plans. We talk about the podcast stuff enough.
Oh yes. Excellent.
So, how would you gauge your last year?
Last year, you know what? When I look back on it, I thought it was actually a great year, if I may, because the podcast, I know we're not talking too much about the podcast, but the podcast grew
big
time, which was great. We got this studio, which is game changer, bought a house, got engaged, got a new car.
Got
me blue belt. Yeah. First holiday in fucking 15 years or something mental. First holiday with the kid. So when I actually thought back, I was like, geez, a lot actually happened.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Year. Pretty good year.
But yeah, it was good. How was your year in review?
Pretty good. Had a child.
That's a pretty big one.
Yeah, had a child. Work is whatever, but yeah.
You know what,
it was more, I guess, dealing with the fall. I say the fallout, but the knock on after getting married.
Yeah,
is a big part of it in terms of like we did up the apartment and stuff like that. But you're finding not much changes, but it also does change when you're married. So it was, you know,
when did you get married? What month?
It's like September.
It's 2018.
Yeah. 2019. No, 2018. Yeah, we're in 2020. Yeah, jeez. What day is it?
Who's the president?
But it was kind of that, and then sort of making the decision to maybe try and start a family.
Yeah.
Then getting the news that we're starting a family. That was pretty much dominating.
That was the 2019, yeah.
Pretty much, that was the whole
prepping
thing.
Prepping for the big change.
We had other weddings, like Faye's brother got married and stuff like that. We took a trip to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. took a bath on that one.
It's like, I don't mind those people over there.
Those people. The bambino. Jesus. But
I have to say, the podcast itself, I feel, has been I know we're not talking too much about it, we're talking more personal, but this is personal.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, the difference of doing this in comparison to Wednesday nights
by
Skype.
Found it hard. I re-listened to that first episode we did.
Camp Christy?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I
almost didn't even want to repost it the last time, but I felt we should put something out there. Was it bad, was it?
Not bad. Like, it's just,
it's not what it is now.
Yeah, it wasn't as polished, I guess. Yeah. Or like, you know, maybe it was just because we hadn't found our flow in terms, like. And even I used to think, oh, geez, we always had a grand sort of back and forth when on the old podcast. Listen to that, we're kind of talking over each other.
The one from 2011?
Yeah.
Like, really?
An awful lot. Now, maybe they were very early ones that we had been doing.
Yeah.
But
that would have been in, like, my place in Addison Road, remember, in Fairview? Like,
yes, exactly, yeah.
That, like fucking kip.
But yeah, definitely. I think we have got to a level now, and just in terms of producing and all like that. Like,
I'll be honest.
The sound quality is brilliant. Like,
whenever we were doing the podcast by Skype, and God bless you if you've been with us since then, because I've been like I would be, plus like it'd be like 10, half 10. You would just be getting in from like training.
I'd be like, I'm gonna be there at half
Russian.
Nine. I would never get in at 9:30, and then I'd be like, jump in the shower. I'd be like, 5 minutes, amigo. Jump in the shower, get out, like.
And plus, I'm only in bed by 10. So I'm like, not only that, but I have to sort of get up and get my energy up. So anytime, like, I'll be honest, anytime you text me, be like, look, I can't, I'd be like, no problem. That is no. But when we were doing it, I was enjoying it. But
you
like,
would, even if, like, I remember, be like, you know, this is great content. Like, two of us half asleep on the thing.
It's like midnight on a weekday, and it's like,
we're taking a bit loopy as well. Like,
So I much prefer this whole setup.
Would you have any like sporting highlights of last year? Dare I ask?
Do I ever? Well, the win of the Champions League.
It was blocked. Uh-huh. Then a challenge on the edge of the box. Origi, left-footed shot. He scored.
was just amazing.
Yes.
Like, I was only saying the... more so, the Barcelona game was... It was one of the most intense, like... You, like, and I was thinking a bit about what you were saying the last time about, you know, you don't really get as into it. And you don't, to an extent, no. as you did as a kid, because you've got other stuff going on. Yeah. I remember specifically coming to that conclusion when Conor McGregor lost his first fight to Nate Diaz.
Diaz gets the mouth! My goodness! Now he's got the back!
Now. That's it! He's got the chance!
Nate Diaz!
He has done it!
It is all over! Nate Diaz beats Conor McGregor!
Oh my goodness! What a night!
Yeah, because I remember I was a huge fan. And when he lost, like... I would think about it all the time. And then when the rematch was coming up, and I had to stop and think, you have to detach yourself from this, because he doesn't know who you fucking are.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you so invested in this man's career? Like, work on your own career.
That was...
you know what I mean?
Like,
so.
That was what Faye was saying to me when, and it was like, we started going out the year Alex Ferguson retired.
Ooh.
So at the tail end,
she's only seen you kicking and screaming.
Oh, pretty much. Like, the next year we moved in together, and it was like David Moyes managing Man United.
Your job now is to support your new manager.
But like, it'd be watching them playing the League Cup against like Sunderland, and like losing. I remember like losing the semi final or something.
Been an astonishing shootout of penalty failures. Manchester United cannot afford another one. And they've got one, and Sunderland go to Wembley. Saved by Manu.
And like, I was like fucking like punching the sofa, and like that's what, 6 years ago maybe.
Yeah,
you know, just really like not being myself. Like,
yeah,
so angry,
so unpleasant to be around.
She's like took the cat at the time out of the living room and went down to the bedroom because, and it was like, you're scaring us almost, like, you know, and it's that sort of like. Now I'm like, now, like, I watched the match last night, like, United lost 3-1. I'm like, okay, you know, like,
not dropping the house.
Excuse me, Faye.
Fiddle dee dee. Another goal.
That will require a tetanus shot.
Yeah, like, I've had to, because when Joni was a baby, and I'd be watching something, I'd be like, come on, you know, like, because like everything's grand, but they don't know what you're watching, so like it would just be out of the blue. I'd be like, and then Johnny start crying, and Gabe like, come on,
yeah,
you know.
So. I still have that, maybe not even for United. Like, say if I have football on the TV, and it's like somebody hits a shot and it goes, I'm like, whoop, or something like, you know, ooh, what a goal! And Faye's like, shh, I'm like, oh, sorry.
But the Barcelona one this year was like. Every time I see highlights of it, I'll watch it.
Call it, take it quickly, Origi! Yeah!
Yeah! Like, I know I talked about last time, but you're just like, I was just slumped when
spent.
It was over.
Yeah.
Spent.
Yeah.
So emotionally invested. So that was huge. Winning the Champions League was huge. It's just a great team. I just love being... I've gone through years of shit as a Liverpool fan, so it's nice to come out and to not have had all these great years of glory, to have had these, like, you know, embarrassing
all
losses.
All glory is fleeting.
I know, and that's why I'm enjoying it like now, because I know it's not going to last. I know in like 5 or 10 years I'm going to look back on this team and at Klopp and all this, and I'll be like, Jesus, what a fucking team that was. So I'm enjoying it. I know it's not going to last, so I'm enjoying it now for what it is. Let me ask you a question, actually. It's not quite on topic, but would you... I seen an article or a headline the other day that said this current Man United team is worse than Liverpool's under Hodgson. Would you agree with that?
Not quite.
I wouldn't quite agree with it myself, but I was interested
very,
to get your take on it.
Very light. You know, like, they're very, like I say, the highlight for me last year was the PSG game, really, like, where it was like, we lost 2-0 at home, you're not expected to do anything, and you end up winning 3-1. It was a dodgy penalty in the last minute, but it was still very much, I was like, I was buzzing, like you say, but it's got so stop-start at Man United, like, it's very hard, and I was actually thinking about it, it's very similar to, like, Klopp when he first took over.
Yeah,
like he'd be like beating Chelsea.
You get a bit of run,
and he'd like draw 2 at home with West Brom.
You just
two,
can't get the consistency.
Two
off.
Yeah,
like
and I think, like, I'm looking at the team there. It's very thin.
Yeah,
but like New Year, I mean, look, it's not going to change, really. Like, you need to care.
I really don't think, and I said it to you when he signed the contract full-time, I don't think he's the man for the job at all.
It's not even him, like, because there's definitely...
He's a worse... I know, I hate when people do this and they say, well, worst win percentage and whatever. He's got a worse fucking win ratio as permanent manager at United than he did at... Was it Cardiff?
Yeah, but...
I mean, I know, I don't like those things. But, I mean, he's not... I don't think he's
the man for the job. Are playing better than they have in their last two managers. I watch every game.
Yeah.
And, like, they're better passing.
Are they, though?
Yeah, definitely. They played shite under Van Gaal, shite under Mourinho. Like, really, like, insipid football. At least now, you see them when they get on the ball at the back, they're looking to pass it around, they're looking to break. They just can't. They just don't have the players, though. Like, yeah. It's, you know... We say New Year, but like it's not going to change unless Woodward gets out or like they get somebody in to make the transfers because
yeah, their policy
is quite negligent. Like Pogba, our best player, is just not injured. I don't believe that for a second.
No, yeah. What's the story? Like do you want surgery?
Yeah, I wanted him gone in the summer. If you sold him for whatever 100 million or whatever they're talking about,
yeah,
you would get 3 or 4 players in.
Yeah,
330 millions or you know like.
I seen the thing United linked with Cavani or something like that. I was like, wrong call. Are they just going to keep making the same fucking mistakes?
Cavani would be a different one, I think, because he's still a top level.
Is he?
Elite. Yeah, yeah. I still think he is.
With like, a Falcao off him these days.
Like he'll go, if he goes in the summer to Atletico, he will be a success there for two years. Like, yeah. It's a short term thing, but it would also maybe bring
kind of
up
like a Aubameyang at Arsenal, or you know,
like Aubameyang is
how old is he? He's like 30 or something.
Going 30 now, and he's like ridiculous, like his goals to game ratio. Yeah, but anyway,
see how we just blend into football all the time.
What about TV? Best TV of last
best
year?
Best TV moment?
No, just best TV you watched last year. Best TV show you watched last year?
I've been I love Always Sunny.
Yeah.
And I know that's like, and I
even keep, if they're not at their peak anymore, like
no, like it's still like, I like Kerry was only saying it to me the other day. She's like, Always Sunny in my 30s is like the 70s. That 70s show was in my early 20s. Yeah, yeah. In that, like, that's just the show for me, and I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't really watch that 70s show now. I've tried a few times.
Danny Masterson and stuff like that.
Not even, just for sheer.
Ruby fries.
Just for sheer, like, you know.
It's still okay. Like
Red and Kitty are funny and all that. But like, I find less and less now that
I'm
I can watch.
Skinny.
I'm just a skinny, twitchy. I find less and less that I can watch shows with a laughter track these days.
Yes.
And it's funny, actually, when I was watching Mr. Bean with Joni, she's like, who's that laughing? And I was like, oh, that's just the people watching the show. Like, that does sound weird, I know. Yeah. You know.
Don't worry about it, it's fine.
But how about you? What would your TV...
Best TV? I think TV at the moment is so, like, it's at such a high level.
Yeah.
And there's so much good...
Game of Thrones, I'd say.
Not what I'm talking about. I think Watchmen is probably... The
for
best,
me though, yeah.
But Game of Thrones was last fucking season, shite. Like last two seasons.
But I still enjoyed it. You
know yeah, I mean? But like it's not good writing, I don't think, and it's not.
I didn't care.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
The problem, right? Yeah. You're the problem.
You and every woman like you.
Watchmen was like a game changer in terms of like how good
best TV show of the year?
I think so, definitely. Oh. Like it was the show that I was every episode of, maybe one you're like, okay, that wasn't as good as the other ones, but the rest of them are like fuck.
Yeah.
Cannot recommend it highly enough.
Right.
I'm trying to think what else I want. Barry, like I think Barry is
I tried to watch Barry. I kinda why I don't know the box set. Anyway, Amazon Prime is shite.
For TV?
For all of it.
No.
Prime Video. I was looking through...
There's loads of good stuff.
Was looking through movies and I was like, these movies are fucking shite.
Why? Hit me one.
No, I couldn't...
See, I agree with you. I think the layout is terrible, but they've loads of really good movies within there. Like...
I mean, I couldn't find anything. Stan and Laurel, Stan and Ollie, I watched...
Zodiac is on it. Brilliant. Fight Club, brilliant.
Fight Club. I mean, I'm not going to watch Fight Club now.
Why not? I think if you watch Fight Club now, you'd be pleasantly surprised at how...
I feel like if I watch Fight Club, I should listen to Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water, like the Limp Bizkit. Like I think,
yeah, you know what, like that. Those people like are all... back, man. Those people are back and on the internet more than ever.
Limp Bizkit?
No, the people that listen to that stuff, or the people that like the whole thing of Fight Club is it's almost that it's fucking. All these incels, or whatever you want to call
them. Please, what is an incel? I hear this all the time. Is this from the Joker movie or something?
No, involuntary celibate. What? So it's somebody who is involuntarily celibate, as in nobody will have sex with
them. No one will shag you.
Yeah.
Loser.
Incel.
Why is this word that's only appeared, that appeared in 2019?
Words appear all the time, man.
There's a few things. Oh, I wish I could remember them. There's loads of words that have just sprung up, and that's just words. They're just words now. Incel, everyone's using it. And every time I'm like, what the fuck is an incel?
Well, there you know.
Ridiculous.
It's a fucking weirdo that sits behind his Twitter machine, and it spews hate.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
But like, that's kind of like, if you look at Fight Club, that he's like kind of skewering that whole demographic. It's just there wasn't on the internet. It was these people that would get together and do this thing, release their bile somehow by punching each other.
Yeah.
Now they can sit behind a computer and release it. Like,
true.
It's very. I tell you now, if you go back and watch it, it's very, very, very interesting.
Very on point.
Yes.
I don't know. It kind of seems like that sort of. Like I was saying, Inception is like, what, 2010? Thought was cool. Fight Club is what? I don't know what year.
Very,
was it
very ahead of its time.
2000?
99. Oh. Because 99 apparently is voted the greatest film year for movies.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was reading the list and there's fucking loads of deadly ones.
What was the movies?
99 is Fight Club, say Magnolia.
List of best movies from 1999.
Siri?
I found some movies released in 1999.
Uh-oh.
Toy Story 2, yeah. These are all, say, 1998. Siri, you're a fucking mug.
Well, you brought us to eight.
I won't respond to that. Anyway.
The police are on their way.
My chair just goes... Chun.
Oh. Okay, well, let's...
What else have we got?
Best movie of last year that you watched.
I haven't watched any movies from 2019. You're
an asshole. You're killing this whole bit.
I don't know. You tell me. Not Knives Out?
There's a few. Knives Out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Us.
Oh, The Irishman.
The Irishman was the best movie you saw?
Yeah. It's the only movie I've seen that was released in 2019.
Okay. I think...
I kind of feel like...
I think Parasite might actually be taking my number one spot. But I have to sit with it.
I kind of feel like... I seen a thing from actually the Rubber Bandits a while ago. I know you're not a fan. I'm not really a fan either. However...
Is there more than one of them or is it...
It's really just one guy.
Yeah.
Blind Boy. Like I've listened to his podcast. Started listening to that in 2019. And it's good. It is good. I haven't listened to it in a while, but like I was always put off by the mask and all that. I was like, I'm not interested. Like, didn't like the Rubber Bandits because it was music comedy, and I was like, don't like that. But the podcast itself is actually very good. But he was tweeting about like, I feel like I've been looking forward to The Irishman for so long that I just. It'll take me about a year before I come back and say, actually, it wasn't good.
Right, okay.
And I was kind of, when he was saying that, I was kind of thinking, like, would I watch it again in a year? Probably not. Are there scenes... Like, I did... It was kind of like with fucking Avatar that I was like...
Don't compare the two of them.
But I compare it in the sense that, like, I did enjoy it eventually, but I probably won't watch it again.
I could see myself watching The Irishman again before I'd watch Avatar ever again.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but like I'm probably not going to watch either one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I wouldn't think like, oh, great scene. You know, with Goodfellas or with Wolf of Wall Street or with fucking, you know, whatever, that you could just, at whatever point, you could just turn it on and be like, oh, brilliant, like, I love this. And you could just sort of start watching it for wherever you land. I don't think I have that with The Irishman.
I think there's a couple of those scenes in The Irishman that I'm like the scene, the dinner scene with when Hoffa is eating the steak at like Frank's party and he's had all the arguments with
You
know, he seems so angry. Or like, or when he shows up to the meeting in Miami.
Why we don't live here all year round is what I want to know. Oh. Beautiful.
It's summer.
What?
It's summer. People aren't freezing to death in New York. It's summer.
In my mind, it's always 8 degrees in New York. I'm making a point.
Making a point? Making a point dressing like that? Is that how you dress for a meeting?
And this is how you dress in Florida? In a suit?
For a meeting? Anywhere. Florida, Timbuktu, I dress in a suit. For a meeting. And you're late.
What?
You're late.
And it was traffic.
Yeah, it's traffic.
Wasn't it traffic?
Yeah, give me
it
traffic.
Was traffic. What do you want from us? It was bumper to bumper.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you said you show up to a meeting.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But there's loads of it in it. I think, like, for me, that's one that will be like, you'll appreciate more as you get older.
Maybe. Yeah. I kind of feel like the de-aging, I feel like that's going to look, I don't see that. You know the way like 3D TVs were going to be all the rage, and now there's no mention of 3D movies or 3D TVs and all that. I kind of feel like that de-aging is going to be a bit of an experiment that's going to be a bit of a stain on the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
It doesn't bother me too much, to be honest. That's the thing.
Right.
Let's move into the new year. What do you got planned for yourself for the new year? Any resolutions?
Before we get into the new year, can I ask you about music?
Yeah.
For 2019. Oof. What did you discover? Did you discover any? Did you listen to any current music at all?
No, not really. Like, maybe Fontaines DC. Have you heard of these guys?
No.
They're like Irish band.
Oh.
Yeah. They're pretty good.
Okay.
I like them.
Okay.
But that's about, in terms of new music.
Yeah, I don't
think. If anything, I might like discover something. I tell you, from Faye's playlist or her Discover Weekly, somebody like Lizzo or something like that. Like,
I don't know who that is.
She's good. Good girl. Crystal ball, that's cool, baby. So is you. That's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shouting naked better over time. Irish, is she? No, she's black.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a big black girl.
I don't think we can be talking about this.
Should we be talking? What about you? Music?
I was going to say that Arctic Monkeys album, but I think that was 2018.
Big pass for that one.
No, I love
it,
man.
Did not like that at all.
Fucking loved it.
Stop putting it on the fucking playlist, all right?
I took some off as well. Good. Because I knew that you weren't just into it. I took off one, but I switched it with another one. It's only about two.
I gave it a try after it popped up. I was like, okay, I'll go through the whole thing.
You weren't a fan, no?
No.
Like, I know that your man's a prick. I know that, and that puts me off them, but I like them. I'm just a bad girl trying to be good. I've got a laser gun in my love that I cannot use.
Forward thinking. I'm trying to think, it was Divine Comedy's new album was 2019 for me, and that was, you know,
that's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, well, you don't know.
Oh, so you don't know.
Oh, so you don't know.
Anyway, looking forward to 2020.
Yes.
I do have some big plans. I will be possibly going out on my own.
Mm.
Business-wise, doing what I do here, but, you know, on my own or for clients and
on
stuff
own.
Like that.
Oh, no.
Which is, I don't mind telling you, terrifying.
Yes.
But that's kind of maybe even before the summer I'd be doing that.
Oh.
Getting the house in order. I would like to do more competitions in jiu-jitsu. I sort of shied away from competitions after my last one, and then I got my blue belt, so I really shied away because I was fresh.
Meat.
Like the difference between like a blue belt who's nearly a purple belt and a fresh blue belt is like it may as
you
well
can't
be.
You can't choose to fight some and.
Well, same. I can choose to fight a blue belt in my weight bracket between the age of 30 and 35.
Right, okay.
So I can kind of narrow it down. But I'd like to do more competitions and stuff like that. The business one's kind of a big one. I'm sort of in the midst of putting something together and putting a website together and this sort of stuff. So
yeah.
I'm not, you know, I've been getting a bit of help from the old man as well, because he knows this stuff very well. Yeah. I'm quite fortunate that he knows that stuff, and he's happy to help.
Pick his brain.
Like, exactly. Yeah. So that would be kind of a big thing. Hopefully it'll mean a bit more freedom, a little bit, that I won't be so locked in to
the desk or whatever.
Yeah, and like spend whatever 2.5 hours a day traveling. So, you know, all that sort of stuff would be good. But, you know, that's got... You son of a bitch. Am I boring you, Terry? How about you? What do you got planned?
Maybe, like, I want to start doing more running. Like, ooh, you know, get back into, like...
I really need to get back into shape.
Like, since the 29th of November, since the original due date, everything was sort of on the back burner in terms of not going to be gymming or anything like that. Diet went out the window just in terms of can't plan for anything, we're going to be going.
Yeah.
Especially when we were in the hospital, just eating shit on the go. Like, so I kind of started now the last couple of days, and then you have Christmas, obviously.
Yeah.
So the last, I think Sunday, I was back in the gym the first time. So running this morning again. Like, so I want to kind of maybe build up a bit more fitness.
Yes.
In terms of that. In terms of personal stuff, maybe look to becoming a homeowner myself. I've got to go through all. I wanted to get the baby stuff out of the way.
Oh yeah.
First, as in having the baby. and do a bit more riding is what I want. I'm gonna want to set up, maybe like use like Medium or something like that, and just kind of start riding.
What's Medium?
It's a thing. It's kind of like a blog.
Oh yeah.
But it's when if you have a Medium account, I think instead of it just being Terry Toner, you know, Blogspot or whatever, like more people are aware of Medium, or like you can link to it a lot easier. Just maybe even start like, say, writing reviews of films and stuff like that.
Definitely.
And just having it there,
so you're not beating your head against the wall when you come in here and want to talk about a movie.
Just kind of get it out there.
It's a great idea.
Get more and like try. I have a couple of scripts I've been fucking kicking around for years that I want to maybe try and get finished, stuff like that. Like, so that is kind of the goal for, and then of course for ourselves, for the podcast,
I really want this podcast to be
live show, man.
I want to do a live we want to do a live show in Dublin, and we want to up the merch, not so much, you know, we're not going to really make much money from it, but I would like to just be able to rep the podcast.
Like, the idea of like ordering the merch, like I went to order some of our own merch and I was put off it because of...
Yeah, we do have an account on TeePublic, but...
If they're listening...
Shame on you.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Like,
it's like, oh sure, it's $4. It's like, and check out, that'll be $27.
I would order a pin and a t-shirt and it came to 15, and it was like double that if I wanted to get it shipped. I was like, fuck you.
If you live in America, maybe... But we want to have a proper, like, you know, I just sort of threw some designs up there on TeePublic. I'd like to have, you know, proper merch. Yeah.
Well, we need to get it sorted before we have our live show. Yes. Selling our merch.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing, because you could do the whole, I don't know if anyone's interested in this, but I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Just existential.
This is just like the off-mic ramblings that you hear after the...
What do we call it? Free association. You know, you're just talking.
But yeah, that whole thing of you can order stock and then get it done, but that's, you know, expensive.
You know what? I think we just gotta
do it.
Back ourselves, put some money into ourselves.
Yes.
And I mean, I have none, but...
well, now with help from the Patreon.
Yeah, these guys.
I was looking. Well, that's more for off mic.
Let's say, do not go down that road.
I was gonna get into specifics. But, yes, a blistering year ahead.
Yes.
Listen. Cards on the table. I had nothing prepared for this. Yeah. Okay.
It was just a nice little chat. Anyway,
I just like to chat with you, Terry.
Terry, he's looking
at the doors.
He's looking at me.
I've just missed you. You know,
that's fine.
I just missed you, Terry.
That is fine.
Close the doors. Yeah. but listen, we're going in circles now.
Yeah.
So
onwards and upwards. And thank you again for all your support in the last year, folks out there.
Yes.
I hope we can keep bringing you this more quality than this content.
Listen, don't judge us on this. If you're new to the podcast, listen to an old one.
Yeah. Listen to our main episodes.
Yeah. Don't start on this. If you're starting on this, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, frankly. We've said this before. Quite frankly, I don't want you as a listener. If you're jumping in on a mini episode, unsubscribe.
Leave us a review and then fuck off. No. Should we get our plugs in?
Yeah. Where can they find us?
They can find us on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us on Facebook too, but Instagram and Twitter is where it's at. I put it in each podcast. We've got some a bit more active on the old Twitter lately. Yep. The old meme game. I've got the itch.
Yeah,
I'd be sitting there at about 1 o'clock, like, what's going on in the world that I can meme about? took shots fired at Taoiseach Leo Varadkar.
I saw that. Yeah. trying to get us killed.
So you can find us there. You can find us, as you mentioned, on Patreon. I put it in H. You can
hopefully we'll have some guests on actually in the new year. That's something. We've got a few up our sleeve.
Like what?
I'd rather not get into it right now.
Why not?
All right. We don't have any ideas for the future. We got nothing. Happy?
No.
Yeah, I'd like to sort of
that
have
guests that aren't your brother.
Yeah.
Although Tony will happily have you back.
We will have you back anytime. But yeah, look. We've been in here for about 2.5 hours.
Find us on Patreon. You can sign up and support us that way.
Yes.
There'll be content coming soon. Mm-hmm. We talked about it last week. Video content, new bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. You might even get us recording when we're out and about at a couple of social events, maybe.
When's that social event in February? What date is that?
I'll come back to you on that one there. I can't
remember. When are we going?
I can't remember what date it is.
Okay.
I haven't got the tickets yet. Andy, get your hands up.
Give me the ticket. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Is gone. This will be our year. Took a long time to come, and I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, "Darling, I love you." You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. Smile for me, little one. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, "Darling, I love you." You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. And this will be our year. Took a long time to
some nuts before.
Yeah, eat them off, Mike. Oh, technically, we're recording.
Yeah, put this at the end.
Oh my god, my blood was boiling when I was listening back. I was like, God, can I edit? Is there any way I can? Don't lean into the mic. People, I'm sorry if you're hearing this out. Oh my Christ. That's going to drive me mental. And I've got these big headphones that I'm editing on.
Those like, cans. Big cans.
God. Oh, you're fucking grotesque, you know that?
How very dare you. Alright.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Minisode.